Welcome, everyone. Today we're going to discuss a roadmap to sleep programming and content for ATS 2024. My name is Elena Shotland. I am the chair of Journal Club for Sleep and Respiratory Neurobiology. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Dr. Nancy Stewart, who is the web director for ATS SRN. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Helena, for having me. This is
My
great.
pleasure.
I'm thrilled to do this.
So, what I want to ask you first is what sessions of the upcoming international conference do you want to highlight for us?
So there are a couple. Bear with me here. I looked at everything that we have great programming so far, and everything on here, there are a couple that I want to just pull out. First off, on Friday, so I don't know when folks are getting here, but first off, on Friday, an all-day postgrad course on home mechanical ventilation. And this will also include a hands-on experience. So I think this is fantastic. If people get here early and they can sign up for this, that is wonderful. Saturday, the SRN has absolutely nothing on the books planned for us except for the opening ceremony, which is at 4:30 p.m. So that's not for the SRN only, that's for everyone. But that just means that everybody in the SRN gets a break. So go enjoy San Diego on Saturday. Then Sunday sessions to highlight. So there are a couple in the morning. One of them is AI in medical education. That's a meet the expert, and that is a joint session that the SRN is involved in. There is also one on Sunday that is the adult core curriculum, the sleep clinical core curriculum. That's actually in the afternoon, which I think is fantastic. And then following, actually, oh, no, I'm sorry, at the same time as the core curriculum, there is a joint symposium that the SRN is also sponsoring, and that's titled Myths or Truths, Controversies in Respiratory Medicine, The New Frontier. So I think either one of those would be fantastic for a Sunday afternoon. They do start, according to the calendar, at 2:15. So grab some coffee if you're a coffee drinker. And that should be a fantastic Sunday afternoon. Then again, on Monday, there's lots to highlight. So Monday, starts at session wise starts at 9:15. There is a scientific symposium for the SRN titled Integrating Evidence from Randomized Trials and Observational Cohorts in Sleep Disordered Breathing. So I think this would be at the top of my list for Monday. And then in the afternoon, another joint symposium that the SRN is co-sponsoring, and this is on health disparities and inequality in respiratory medicine. So I think that is something that I would highlight as well. In addition to Monday around noontime, if you don't have lunch plans, sign up for the Meet the Expert. This is adjusting ventilation data for pediatric patients. This is the one pediatric thing that I would love to highlight. So if anyone wants to get some pediatric one-on-one with, especially with Meet the Expert, because it tends to be smaller groups, I think that would be fantastic. Tuesday, a couple highlights for Tuesday. Joint sessions. So in the morning, everything seems to overlap on Tuesday. I don't know what it is about Tuesday, but Tuesday, there are a couple, actually, there are three things to highlight same time. So two joint symposia, one scientific symposium. The joint symposia that SRN has sponsored, one is on decentralized clinical trials, so making it easier for patients. There's one on caring for the healers. That sounds more wellness for folks. And then there is something, the scientific symposia is on physiologic endotypes of OSA. And I know this is kind of a hot topic for folks that might want to take a peek at that. Tuesday, Meet the Expert, fantastic offering for non-invasive ventilation in neuromuscular disease. That's a favorite topic of mine too. So that really caught my eye. And then again, Tuesday afternoon, we've got two overlapping great joint symposia or sessions. One's on ATS documents, so advancing science in improving clinical practice. And the other one that I think is also a hot topic that's probably going to be very well attended is substance use disorders in pulmonary critical care and sleep. So I think those are two great options there. And then Wednesday, big thing to highlight there is the clinical year in review in the morning. So if folks have time to roll out of bed early enough, these tend to start early. So bring coffee for that too, but I think that'll be a good one. And then finally, if folks are still in town, Wednesday late morning, there is a scientific symposia on bench to bedside understanding chronic respiratory failure, which I think would be a great option too. So those are my big sessions to highlight. That kind of is a lot. That would make for a very busy conference if you made all of that. So hopefully people can pick some and pick and choose some.
So, what are you most excited about?
What I am most excited about. So there are some great sessions. I honestly, as I was looking through this, I was excited about all of those sessions. I did say that I love the non-invasive options on there. So the one for neuromuscular disease, the Meet the Expert. And then the one on, I'm not going to be around Wednesday afternoon, but that one for chronic respiratory failure, I think is fantastic. But I am just super excited to see folks. I think I love the community that SRN has within ATS, and I just can't wait to see folks. It's in a fabulous location. I love San Diego. I have family out in San Diego, so I'm looking forward to seeing folks. Great food. And one thing that I am super excited also about is Dr. Glomaflockan, who is doing the opening ceremony. He is hilarious. He's a big social media personality, and I can't wait to see what he has to say for our opening session. So I might find myself exploring or doing some writing, probably more doing some writing on Saturday in a peaceful location, but then meandering over to the opening ceremony to check that out.
That sounds great. Do you have any suggestions for making the most of the international conference?
So my biggest suggestion, and I know this sounds so cliche, but my biggest suggestion is do what makes you happy. Because if someone literally like went to all these symposia and sessions that I mentioned, they would be exhausted, and then they would come home and be like, I need a vacation from the conference. Find one or two things each day that you really are like, this is going to float my boat, and go do that. But also take time to enjoy San Diego. It is a great place. I've had family that's lived there for 40 years. I just love it. It's a great location. It's great food. There's so much to see and do. One plug for the little town across the bay, Coronado. That's where my family is, and it's just so picturesque. Like you don't even realize that you're like right next to a big city. So just take time to enjoy. Connect with your colleagues. We've all been through the last couple of years with COVID, and it's great to see faces and have a cup of coffee, have a drink, give a hug, enjoy.
Sounds like great advice. What else will you be attending?
So a couple things. There are some great other meetings that will be going on. The business meeting for one is going to be on Monday evening. That's going to be from 5 to 7, and that's the SRN business meeting. It will be in the Marriott. I think it's the Grand Ballroom numbers 2 through 4. So that'll go from 5 to 7 p.m. And then following that, the Aspire reception for the Aspire Fellows, that will be, I think it will move one ballroom down, but it'll follow the business meeting. So Monday evening, that'll go from 7 to 10. So I'll be at both of those. Also, I will, like I said earlier, be at the opening ceremony. That's going to be Saturday afternoon. That'll start at 4:30, and that's actually at the convention center, so I'll be there. And then the web committee meeting, I cannot not put a plug in for us. We've had such a great year, great folks helping us out. And so our meeting, come join us. That will be Monday morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. It will be in the Marriott, third floor, South Tower, Mission Hills room. And we're going to try and bring some coffee too. So that'll be a good time. So that's what I will be attending. I will be sans kids. So I was going to take the kids to the zoo if we were going to be in town, but I will probably find some coffee shop or a nice bench and enjoy the weather. Hopefully it's not going to be cloudy and cold.
Yeah, I'm hoping for great weather. Well, thank you, Nancy Stewart. I really appreciate you taking us through some of the upcoming exciting sessions that are waiting for us. And on behalf of SRN, we look forward to seeing you in San Diego.